Yesterday, we heard from the candidates running for Division 1 of the West Virginia Supreme Court of Appeals. Today, we'll learn about the four candidates running in Division 2. As Dave Mistich reports, candidates from Division 2 have expressed remarkably different ideas about what the state's high court should focus on.
Judge Jim Douglas hears cases in the state's 11th Family Court Circuit, which serves Kanawha County. Douglas argues that much of the state's legal caseload is made up of proceedings like those he oversees.
The family law appeals of the West Virginia Supreme Court have for the last several years run more than the criminal appeals. So it is absolutely imperative that someone be on the Supreme Court that has that experience.
Although the legislative branch sets judicial salaries, Douglas says he would advocate for pay for those working within the family court system to be equal to other parts of the judiciary. He also believes the court should be better connected to residents throughout the state.
Historically, we've had and held arguments. I've participated in arguments for the Supreme Court. Over 40 cases before the Supreme Court. And we've gone to different places like Morgantown, we've gone to Charleston. But why can't you get a whole court in any of the courthouses across the other 55 counties, whether it be Grantsville, whether it be Princeton, whether it be Marlington, and let people see that the Supreme Court is just peopled by real persons, real humans.
Putnam County Assistant Prosecutor Christina Chris Raines is also running for a seat on the Supreme Court. She points out that most of the cases in the state's judicial system do not fall under the jurisdiction of family court.
The large majority of those cases in the family law category, I'm checking the stats right now, are abuse and neglect cases. Those are not handled by family court judges. They're handled by prosecutors and circuit judges. So the majority of that the court will hear are criminal appeals and abuse and neglect cases, all handled by prosecutors.
Raines acknowledges that while West Virginia Supreme Court elections are nonpartisan, the races are still colored by partisan politics.
I am the sole conservative in Division 2 race. My opponents all have Democratic political pasts. I am endorsed by the West Virginia Republican Party, West Virginians for Life, the West Virginia Family Policy Council, and the Associated Builders and Contractors, as well as a few other online endorsements that I've recently received.
While three of the five sitting justices on the state's high court have not presided over circuit court, Judge Joanna Tabbitt argues that experience is necessary. Tabbitt hears cases in West Virginia's 13th Judicial Circuit in Kanawha County.
Now more than ever, as I've said, our court needs proven qualified judges, and that's why I'm running. Basically, the Supreme Court is reviewing the decision of circuit court judges. It's important for an individual sitting at that appellate level to have sat at the level I'm at right now as a circuit judge and made those decisions at the court, called the balls and the strikes. It, in my view, is critical.
Tabbitt also says the court system has come a long way since the spending scandal that dramatically changed the makeup of the bench in 2018. However, she says there are other reforms that could be implemented, including evaluating the court's recusal policy.
I think it's important for a justice who is deciding to sit on a case to explain the reasons why he or she believes it's appropriate for him or her to sit on the case. And I think it's important for also there to be accountability in the rest of the court taking a look at that decision and making a determination as to whether or not that's appropriate. I don't know that it needs to be the entire court. Perhaps a majority is sufficient.
Bill Wooten of Raleigh County spent 26 years in the West Virginia legislature, including 10 years as the chair of the Senate Judiciary Committee. Like other candidates for Supreme Court, Wooten acknowledges and is concerned with the vast number of abuse and neglect cases in the state's judicial system.
The underlying problem in West Virginia that is responsible for the growth in the abuse and neglect cases and most of the other domestic relations cases is the underlying opioid crisis. That problem has to be dealt with. The magnitude of the problem is beyond the scope of the judicial system to deal with it. The executive branch and the legislative branch must find more creative and effective methods of dealing with it.
As the election of judges in West Virginia is nonpartisan, Wooten says that political parties should not interfere by offering endorsements. He also says that the way that justices are elected is still problematic.
I think that having a quote nonpartisan election coinciding with the primary, and that being the only election, I think that deprives the voters of the opportunity to learn a sufficient amount of knowledge about the candidates to make informed choices. It's very tough to communicate with voters in a crowded field where whoever wins will very likely not achieve a majority.
The Republican State Leadership Committee has spent more than $7,300 supporting Reins in the race for Division 2. Reset West Virginia, another independent expenditure attempting to influence the Supreme Court elections, has spent more than $219,000 in support of Tabbitt. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Dave Mistich.
To learn more about the candidates for the West Virginia Supreme Court, tune in Thursday, June 4th at 6 p.m. for a two-hour candidate forum that includes 9 of the 10 jurists running across the 3 divisions. That program airs on West Virginia Public Broadcasting television stations and will also be available online at wvpublic.org.